Analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola. Story at a glance. The great taking is described by former hedge fund manager David Webb as a system put in place by central bankers to take everything from everyone. This planned confiscation of global securities assets deserves the title of greatest crime ever contemplated. Although the plan is decades in the making, Webb details signs that indicate it may be coming to fruition soon, if nothing is done to stop it. The great taking is a carefully orchestrated construct, but one that has legal underpinnings and support from the CIA and upper echelons of government, dating back to the 1960s. The best ways to protect yourself include eliminating debt, investing in real things like land, and having an ability to produce your own food. You've heard of the Great Reset? Now delve into the Great Taking, described by former hedge fund manager David Webb as a system put in place by central bankers to take everything from everyone. It is about the taking of collateral, all of it, the end game of the current globally synchronous debt accumulation supercycle, Webb explains. Point 1. In the video above, you can learn more about this planned confiscation of global securities assets, which Webb argues deserves the title of greatest crime ever contemplated. 2. Although the plan is decades in the making, Webb details signs that indicate it may be coming to fruition soon, if nothing is done to stop it. If and when that occurs, it would result in complete subjugation of humanity. Signs a great taking financial collapse is coming. Webb has been studying global financial systems for more than 2 decades. By researching historical precedents, like bank closures that occurred during the Great Depression, he's noticed signs that may foreshadow a coming financial collapse. 3. This scheme is being executed by long-planned, intelligent design, the audacity and scope of which is difficult for the mind to encompass. Included are all financial assets and bank deposits, all stocks and bonds, and hence, all underlying property of all public corporations, including all inventories, plant and equipment, land, mineral deposits, inventions and intellectual property. Privately owned personal and real property financed with any amount of debt will likewise be taken, as will the assets of privately owned businesses which have been financed with debt. If even partially successful, this will be the greatest conquest and subjugation in world history. Webb compares it to the global financial distress that occurred in the 1930s due to debt levels. At the time, 9,000 U.S. banks failed, taking $7 billion in depositors' assets with them. 4. When a bank failed, the depositors were simply left without a penny. The life savings of millions of Americans were wiped out by the bank failures, the U.S. Social Security Administration states. 5. Their debts, however, were not canceled but, rather, were consolidated into the Federal Reserve System and enforced. So, people that were in debt were in trouble, Webb says. Even wealthy people lost everything. The difference this time around is they're not going after just property that is encumbered by debt. He explains. 6. They've engineered this so they can take things, all securities, as collateral from people and entities that have no borrowings against them. They own them clear and outright. Now let me give you an example as an analogy to explain the horror of this. So, you have bought a car and you paid cash for it, you think you're being very conservative, you have no debt against the car. But unbeknownst to you, the dealer continues to control your car as collateral. You're not told this, the dealer uses your car and all the other cars sold by the dealer as collateral for his borrowing and his business. Now, the dealer goes bust, and only certain secured creditors are empowered to immediately take your car and all the cars ever sold by the dealer without any judicial review. Immediately, when I describe this to people, they get worried about their cars. This is not about your car. This is an analogy for what has been done. It's much worse than this being about your car, because it is literally about the entire securities complex globally. So it is not about your insolvency that causes the loss of your assets. It's the insolvency of the people that secretly used your collateral as their property without telling you that or disclosing it. The dematerialization of securities to electronic holdings started in the 60s. The Great Taking is a carefully orchestrated construct, but one that has legal underpinnings and support from the CIA and upper echelons of government. It's a plan that dates back to the 1960s, when the process of dematerializing securities to hold them electronically began. According to Webb, 7. Yes, they have changed law. Can that be challenged? That's what has to happen. So, this was the process, they changed it in the Uniform Commercial Code. This was beginning in 1994. The efforts to effect this actually go back further than that into the 1960s, when they began the process of dematerialization of securities to hold them all electronically, which some people were suspicious about then, and they were right to be suspicious. it is clear that that beginning process was literally run by the CIA. And this is not conspiracy theory. The man who was charged with forming the depository trust discloses that he was a career CIA operative from the time he was a young man. So, there was a grand strategic purpose behind this. They've been able to do it because it has been run from the highest levels of the US government. Then this construct of the securities entitlement was put into the Uniform Commercial Code that was pushed through all 50 states, done quietly, in 1994. It took maybe 10 years to get it done in all the states, then they changed the bankruptcy law in 2005. The bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers in 2008, the largest commercial collapse in history, was a test that paved the way for global harmonization, that is, the plan to force this model in global law. Webb continues. 9. They did this through the EU, the first discussion in documents in the EU is in 2002. So that's when the process was beginning then in the aftermath of the dot-com bust, and the EU created something they called the Legal Certainty Group. And again, that sounds like a good thing. But what they mean is legal certainty that the secured creditors will take the client assets, and they worked at this for years, figuring out how to subvert local law. When you think about it, rights to property is kind of a sacred thing. It's something that all people should care about. And oddly enough, even the people participating in making this happen should care about this in a big way. Private control of central banks is a problem. The private control of the central banks is what's providing the power behind the great taking. When you look around the world, they are all privately controlled, Webb says. You are not allowed to know, actually, who controls the Federal Reserve and how it is controlled. We know that it is controlled somehow by a set of banks, 10. The same pattern is seen in central banks around the world. If you notice, any country that has attempted to have a national bank is literally attacked and destroyed. They're not allowed to exist, Webb notes. It is linked with the war machine, this private control of money. The intelligence agencies, the militaries globally would not be able to function as they are if they weren't linked with this money creation power. 11. Meanwhile, money is created out of thin air, all but ensuring a financial collapse. 12. When we were kids, perhaps we thought that the money you borrowed from the bank is someone else's savings that they're giving you. It's a zero-sum game. I think we now know, with the scale of the money created during the COVID period, that that is not the case. The scale outstrips any real-world activity, and it's just created out of thin air. So, this is the power that controls everything. They control all political parties, all governments, all the major corporations, the media, and this was the case leading into the 20th century in this period when the velocity of money was collapsing. That is basically a collapse of their control system. The money is a very sophisticated control system, because it requires almost no energy input. People are directed by chasing money incentives, but this power through chronic overuse, when it reaches this point where no matter how much money is created, it's not translating into actual economic growth, then it goes into a financial bubble. And then you get the major collapse of the whole system. Then they must have a plan to stay in control through that collapse, which will require physical control over people through the reset, because the money control system has broken down. CBDC rollout will make it difficult to opt out of the system. Central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, are one pawn in the plan to consolidate control of the financial system, ultimately leading to control of the world population. These government-backed digital currencies are issued by a central bank and promoted as digital tokens that can simplify monetary policy and bring about convenient cashless societies. They're also sometimes said to be similar to cryptocurrency 13, due to their digital nature, but there are important, and major, distinctions. While cryptocurrencies are decentralized and allow anonymous transactions, CBDCs are centralized and can track every transaction. They can also be controlled by the powers that be, meaning all your CBDC assets could be taken away or turned off by a central power, and there'd be nothing you could do about it. When the financial collapse occurs, banking institutions will be protected and use the narrative that they must seize all assets in order to restart the economy. According to Webb, 14. They will be taken under the argument that, well, we have to save these systemically vital institutions so that we can restart the economy again. How could we restart the economy if they are not protected? Ellipsis. It's like a game of Monopoly where all of the pieces, all of the money on the board, are pulled back to the bank, and then they say, let's start a new game. And we'll start over from the basis that we have everything and you don't, so would you like to borrow something? And this is what the CBDC, the central bank, digital currency, will be. It will be very difficult for people to refuse to use it, because they literally won't be able to eat. They will have an app they can download. This will be the Calvary riding to the rescue. Just download this app. And you can load your phone with suit currency to allow you to go buy milk, but every time you use that you're actually borrowing money from them. They have you again. It will happen very fast. This will unfold in a very frightening crisis kind of environment and people have difficulty refusing. That's why it's so important to spread this awareness beforehand, so that people understand what is happening. Central banking should be a public utility. When Silicon Valley Bank, SVB, the 16th largest in the US, 15, collapsed in March 2023, it rattled the markets, but this and similar bank failures in the recent past are not bank-specific problems. These are the canaries in the coal mine. This is absolutely systemic. Webb says 0.16 plans dictated that globally important banks be ready for wind down by the end of 2022. Additional planning documents cite the end of 2023 for banks to be ready to go flat. These are indications to give you another idea of the seriousness of this, Webb explains. They've been running these trilateral exercises with Britain and the EU and the US for 6 of the 7 past years, 17. Participants in these exercises in the US include the Treasury Secretary, the Chairman of the Federal Reserve and the Chairman of the FDIC. They're very, very serious about this. And these exercises are about assuring the cross-border transfer of the collateral when the banks are put into wind down. So, you've noticed in the news that there have been some failures of banks in the last year and that is due to this increase, this back up in interest rates. 18. If we can decentralize financial power, however, it will lead to an improved economy and future. This is why Webb states central banking should be a public utility. 19. The very idea that it should be controlled by private interests, that is the source of all the problems for humanity, that must stop as a public utility. You know, of course, banking is a useful thing to have. We have to realize we don't have to go back to sticks and stones, we don't want everything burned to the ground. We have to take back control of our society, which has largely been created by good people. All the innovations, we just have to not allow them to control these things any longer. So, public banking would be like a utility. Any profits would be returned to the public or used to support government. We have to have government. We have to have some way to operate society and have roads and do things that work for society. So, anarchy and chaos, we can't have that. So, this has to be done peacefully, it has to be done legally by another concept. Solutions? Eliminate debt and grow your own food. On a larger scale, Webb proposes that a small fee on every electronic money transfer could generate the economic resources necessary to operate the government. Imagine how people would feel if they were told you don't have to file taxes anymore. That's all going to be handled. Just pay a 0.1% on whatever electronic transfer you're doing. But the people that run this system don't want those kinds of solutions because they would eliminate their control. 20. On an individual level, you can start to break free from this system and protect your finances by eliminating debt. 21. You have to get over this notion that you should use borrowed money to control more stuff. They want you to do that, because when the price level falls, you won't be able to service that debt. So, you take advantage of this time remaining to sell things to pay off your debts. It doesn't make sense to have money in the financial markets when you also have debt. There are people I know who have sold their homes, which is a tough decision to make, and are simply renting to make sure that they're not in debt at all. Beyond getting out of debt, Webb recommends investing in real things, like land and buildings, and have an ability to produce food. You might invest in a greenhouse, plant an orchard or move to a rural area where you can raise chickens. Any additional level of self-sufficiency you can create will offer you more protection. To delve deeper into the Great Taking, Webb's book can be downloaded for free at thegreattaking.com. 22. I've done it this way because it will make it close to zero friction so it can spread globally. And that is really happening. This is the most important thing I can do right now, Webb says, is spread awareness of the Great Taking before it occurs. 23.